If you like playing in the field of possibilities and getting your information from those who really know, Conversation at the Cutting Edge is your kind of program. Host Sandy Sedgebeer speaks with teachers, speakers, scientists, and authors that are shifting perceptions about who we are and what we're capable of. Get ready to expand your awareness and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. Here's Sandy.
Hello, and welcome to Conversation at the Cutting Edge. I'm your host, Sandy Sedgebeer. And if you're interested in discovering more about who you really are and the gifts that you brought here with you, you're in for a treat tonight, because we're going to be exploring an extraordinary piece of work that has such a profound effect on those who experience it that they often dissolve in tears. My guest is Connie Kaplan, author of the book The Invisible Garment, 30 Spiritual Principles That Weave the Fabric of Human Life. To my mind, this book, which has had such a fundamental role to play in my own journey, provides the missing link between understanding the personality and the potential of our present self and uncovering the hidden gifts, the mastery, and the purpose of our soul. Connie Kaplan, welcome.
Uh-oh. Did I just do something wrong?
I don't think so, Connie.
Oh, okay. I heard a beep. I thought I had turned us off. Hi, Sandy.
No, hi, Connie. We can hear you loud and clear.
Good.
Connie, you started your adult life in television production. By 1985, you were living the American dream, marriage to a wonderful man, a beautiful family, an enviable career. And then you were struck down by a mysterious virus, which left you unable to work and pretty much helpless for 2 years. But it was during that period that you experienced a profound spiritual transformation. Tell us what happened.
Well, during those 2 years, I had all kinds of really bizarre symptoms, and they were symptoms like strange memory loss. You know, like the phone would ring and I couldn't remember what you were supposed to do, or the doorbell would ring and I couldn't remember what that meant, that, you know, what I was supposed to do. And so it was that plus an inability to stay awake for very long. And so there were a couple of years there where I was just completely, you know, dysfunctional, kind of out of it, really. And during that time, I did a lot of dreaming, needless to say, because I was asleep so much. And I had had just enough Jungian training earlier in my life to know to write those dreams down. So I did keep a journal during that time. And then a couple of years later, when I finally woke up enough to try to make sense out of what had happened to me, I read the journal, and that was really what started me into a very curious path of spiritual awakening. And that resulted in writing my first two books, which were Dreams Are Letters from the Soul and The Woman's Book of Dreams. But the book we're here to talk about today, The Invisible Garment, came as a result of an experience that I had in 1994, about 6 years after that original illness. I was at my father's deathbed, and I'm not really a praying sort of girl, but I was kind of praying and kind of having a conversation with higher self or something, you know, just saying, you know, he's ready to die. He's been unconscious for days. He's, you know, there's no unfinished business. Why is his heart still beating, and why are these lungs still pumping? And just before dawn that morning, I was having this conversation, and I heard the door open to the room where we were, and I thought it must be a nurse coming in to check his vitals, because it was way too early for a visitor. And I turned around, and there were two angel beings in the room. I knew they were angels because of the glow. They didn't have wings or halos or anything like that, but because of the glow and because of the sense of love that was in the room. But at the same time, it was a crisis in belief for me, because I didn't really, you know, like believe in angels. And I had to make a decision at that moment whether to go with my belief system which would have just basically said, you're crazy and you're too tired and you're overstressed and you're seeing things, or go with what I was experiencing. And fortunately, I decided to go with what I was experiencing. So these angels said, we've come to take your dad, but we have a body of information that we want you to write down. And I was resistant to that. I said, I don't really want to become one of those woo-woo New Age channeler people. And they said, well, you know, the thing is, humans have a basic misunderstanding about what human life is, what a human incarnation is. And it needs to be corrected. And the implication there, Sandy, was only in correcting this misunderstanding will humans be able to evolve, because the misunderstanding is what is holding us back. And they said, most people either believe that life is a school and that you're here to learn something, or that there's some sort of destiny thing, you're supposed to do something to achieve your destiny, or that you're here to burn off or create some sort of karma. And they said all of those impressions are inaccurate and need to be corrected. And that, you know, kind of piqued my curiosity. And at that point, they did something. They kind of blasted my consciousness wide open. And I found myself in a space that is not anything like I know how to describe, really. It was a place of sound and light and geometric form. And I wasn't aware of having a body, but I was aware of being able to bear witness to this place. And I was also aware that it was the place where all knowledge is. And I was aware that if I could come up with a question, I could get the answer. But I couldn't come up with any questions because the answers were there, you know what I mean? There weren't any questions in the place where everything is known. So it was really a very, very odd, mind-blowing experience. And eventually I became aware of being in the room again with the angels and my dad, and I looked at the clock and saw that I had been gone for like 45 minutes. But during that time, something really interesting had changed in me. And so we kind of struck a deal that I would write this down. I would write down what I could about this experience. And they said, if you write it down, we'll send you the people that need to know it. And that way you don't have to become one of those New Age channeler people. So I said, okay. And in the next 3 or 4 months, I woke up every night, usually around 3, 3:30 in the morning, and got up and wrote for a little while. And pretty soon the body of information had completed itself. Shall I just keep talking, or do you have a question, you know, at this point?
Yeah, I do. I mean, basically, this, you know, just to sum it up briefly, because there's a lot I want to get into tonight, is that you were given information about these 30 spiritual principles that weave the fabric of human life, and
yep.
that we have a garment, we wear a garment that's made up of certain of these principles.
Yes.
And you say that these principles, this weave that we wear, opens a door to the mystery of our being. What does this garment, how does it benefit us to know about our garment?
The thing that the angels wanted us to understand, the misunderstanding that they want to correct, is that we are not here to learn or even to do anything. We are here to deliver a gift from the level of soul. So when an incarnation is being formed, certain of these principles, there are 30 spiritual principles that are unique to the human realm, and maybe somewhere around 12 of them wrap around and create this one configuration, which is a unique expression of the human soul. What they wanted, one of the things they wanted us to understand is that it's not a one-man, one-soul world. Human soul is one vast unified field of consciousness. And each of us is a unique individual expression out of that vast field. So certain of these principles that make us uniquely human spin around us like a cocoon, like a swaddling cloth on a baby, and they stay with us throughout an entire incarnation. And they are here, they're around us in order to express themselves through us in the realm of form. So as human beings, our job is to sort of get out of the way of these principles that want to express themselves through us. And when we do that, our lives are, you know, much simpler and much more magnificent and sublime. It's those of us who create such strong, egoic, and willful personalities that we can't get out of the way of our own spiritual garments that kind of struggle and suffer, you know, through life. So knowing what your principles are and learning to bear witness to those moments when they can spring forward and express themselves is, you know, that's the power of who you are as a being, and that's what opens the doors of the mystery to you.
You know, when I give people, and I do use this work in the coaching I do with clients, when I give people details about their garment, and as I said in the introduction, they cry. It's because it's touching something fundamental within themselves, something so deep. I mean, when I first came across your book, and, you know, as a long-time student of astrology, I understood how to unlock, you know, find those principles for me and everybody that I knew. And I was just literally blown away because it spoke to me. And one of the big things that I want to get across that I took from it is that we are not here to do anything. We are here to be, to express the light of our being or this garment that we bring with us, this gift, and it is in the expression of that that we create our doing. Now, that's important for me. It was an important understanding because the first thing I discovered was that my son was in creation, and that's everything that I'm about. But for so much of my life, I got laughed at, you know, because of my need to create all the time, and I got misjudged because of it. And I think that's a fundamental part of knowing your garment. If you know that you're here to express this, then it, you kind of settle into yourself, don't you? You just accept who you are.
Yeah, it's really quite relieving when you find out, you know, that your principles are and have been all of your life working through you in spite of you, right?
Yes.
This creativity that won't let you go is your principle of creativity. I have another beautiful example of that, if I can take a minute.
Can we come back to that in a moment? Because we have to go over to a break right now, Connie, but I'd love to hear that story when we get back. You're listening to Conversation at the Cutting Edge, and I'm talking to Connie Kaplan, author of The Invisible Garment, which reveals 30 spiritual principles that influence our life. After the break, Connie's going to tell us how we can identify the principles that make up our own invisible garment, and she'll be sharing details of where to get a free ebook that she's offering on her website that will help us get to grips with those principles. We'll be back in a few moments, so don't go away.
What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What is the first step for you personally to finally make the shift you have been seeking? Find out right now by connecting with us on Facebook and on Twitter. My Vivid Life. Well, it's a state of being, complete well-being. Get there today with daily inspiration right to your inbox.
You cannot separate who you are and what you do from how you interact with the world. Marketing was never meant to be slick and soulless. If you're looking to build your personal or business profile and platform and connect with the audience that resonates with you and your message,
visit www.sandysedgebeer.com and discover what 30-plus years of applying the science of resonance in international publishing, marketing, and conscious business development can do.
Celebrate!
Are you ready to do something completely amazing for yourself? Spend a weekend with some of the world's most renowned and powerful spiritual teachers. Nourish your soul, enrich your life, honor your spirit, and celebrate you at a Celebrate Your Life conference. Attend powerful, life-changing workshops that will bring you more love, healing, and transformation than you can possibly imagine. Register now. Visit www.celebrateyourlife.org. That's www.celebrateyourlife.org.
Vivid Life Radio connects you with the most current, optimistic, and inspiring information on the planet. Get ready to open your mind, heal your heart, and start living your ultimate life. Go to vividlife.me. That's vividlife.me for more details on our upcoming broadcast with the world's brightest minds sharing wisdom to uplift your spirit.
Welcome back to Conversation at the Cutting Edge. I'm Sandy Sedgebeer, and I'm speaking with Connie Kaplan about her book, The Invisible Garment and the 30 Spiritual Principles that Influence Our Life. Connie, before the break, you said that you had a story to share with us that would illustrate the magic of knowing about our garment.
Yes. Just recently, I had a consultation with a woman, and she said to me that her emotional body's principle was dreaming, and she didn't really understand that, and would I explain it to her. And, you know, I explained to her that dreaming is not just about what happens when you're asleep, but it's about your ability to think outside the typical band of human consciousness. And so with her emotional body and dreaming, her emotional experiences catapult her out into, you know, kind of the cosmos. And I said, you know, for example, let's say you have a fight with a friend and some very hurtful things are said, and you, you know, you come away from it with that kind of emotional upheaval of what it is to have a fight. Most people then kind of wallow in that and rethink it, and I should have said, and I'm going to get back at her, and, you know, that kind of thing. But with dreaming influencing you, you're going to go a completely different direction and think, what are feelings? You can't touch them. How come you can hurt them? Why do people hurt each other anyway? What is this whole human thing about hurt? And what is war anyway? And what good is it? And it's going to just continue to catapult you all the way out to the Big Bang Theory and back, you know? And I was just jabbering on about it, and I looked up, and as you said, she was crying. And I said, oh, my goodness, have I said something to hurt you? And she said, no, you've said something that is so true. She said, all of my life I've been told that I was avoiding emotional, you know, stuff, that I just escape from it, that I deny it. But that's exactly what I do. You know, it takes me completely out of the circumstance into a whole other realm of being. So that's the kind of thing that happens so often, is that people think that they were broken. They think that something was wrong with them. And when they hear that their principles are actually encouraging them and influencing them in certain behaviors, it's such a relief.
I tend to look upon this as the astrology of the soul, because it brings in another aspect that we don't actually have much access to in terms of being able to understand. One of the things that I think is really important in the invisible garment is the placement of the moon, whatever principle that is in, reveals your mastery. And it's usually the one thing that we don't think we've got, or we've got, you know, it's so fundamental to us that we completely overlook it. And for me, it was really important to discover what my mastery was, because I've completely denied everything about it.
What
and
is your
to suddenly, my mastery is in placement.
Ah, yes.
Yeah. And, you know, there are great keywords like resistance and creation and ecstasy and placement, and they don't necessarily mean what we think that they would mean.
Right.
But can you just tell us, how would people, what do they need in order to discover what their garment is? What tools do they need?
Yes. The basis behind this theory is that when you were born, the moment you were born, the moment you took first breath, you signed a contract, so to speak, with the cosmos. And while some people think astrology is kind of woo-woo, what this body of information says is that where the planets were when you took your first breath influences you for the rest of your life in the sense that they sealed the deal. You know, they wrapped that garment around you. So each of the location of each of the planets on your natal chart gives you an indication of what your spiritual principles were.
Has to do is look at the numbers,
right.
The degree.
Each spiritual principles has a numerological correspondent. They're numbered 0 through 29. Each of the signs of the zodiac has 29, 0 through 29 degrees. So you're going to look at your natal chart, and you'll see that your sun, in your case, Sandy, your sun was at 12 degrees of whatever, you know, whatever it was.
Gemini.
And 12 is the numerological correspondent of the principle of creativity. So you know that your primary reason for existence is to give life to the principle of creativity. Your moon, your mastery, is at 0 degrees something. So that zero is the numerological correspondent to the principle of placement. So you know that you have this innate, from past life, from other dimensions, mastery of the principle of placement. So that's an overview of how you find your principles. You look on your chart, you look at the numerology of the degrees of your planets, and you correspond that to the 30 spiritual principles and their numerological correspondence. And from there, you know, all I can say is you have to get the book and read the definitions of the principles, because even though they are words that are familiar to us, each principle has a definition that's slightly different than the way we use it in mundane reality. So just because your son is in creativity and everybody says, oh, she's so creative because she, you know, decorates her house nicely, it's not about that at all. The principle of creativity is much more about learning how to bring forms together, ideas, any kind of forms together in ways that have never been done before. And that's why people will tell you that you're crazy if you're highly influenced by creativity, because you're constantly doing things that haven't ever been done before, that people don't want to see done because change is scary for some people, right? So the next step is to to get the book and read the definitions and, you know, kind of experience what it is to have these principles in these places.
And Connie, for those who, you know, can't afford to buy the book or want to know a bit more, you've created a free download for our listeners that will help them learn more about the principles. Tell us how people can access that free download.
Okay, this is really big for me, because I just want you to know I went through a learning curve from hell to get this book done and get it up on my website for you to download. So please go do it. My website is www.turtledreamers, turtle like the animal, turtledreamers.com. And to get to this page, you can either go just to turtledreamers.com on the homepage and click on the invisible garment icon, or you can go directly there, turtledreamers.com/the_invisible_garment.html.
Connie, I have to just, you know, I mean, this book is a book that has stayed with me for 10 years, ever since I first came across it. It is a book that I tell everybody about, and I don't tell, you know, there are many, many books that come through my life, and I don't tell people about them. Knowing your invisible garment is such a profound experience. I would encourage everybody to go to your website, download that free ebook, find out about the principles, and then find out your own garment. This is, you know, an incredible piece of work. And the way it came to you, the way it came to me, was so synchronistic. It has to be shared with the world.
I'm very sure, Sandy, that you were one of those people that the angels promised to send me because you have been such a wonder. I mean, 10 years, this book has been just kind of quiet, and it's only just now kind of wriggling its way into people's consciousness in the most interesting ways. But you have been a fan and a cheerleader for it all along, so... I think
we've got the degree of consciousness now where more and more people are ready to take this information and use it. We don't need to be bound by the past. We don't need, you know, to go on believing that we're broken. We're complete and we're whole. And I absolutely love that, you know, we're not here to do, we're here to be. And it is in the expression of our being that we create our doing. To me, that sums it all up.
Yes. It does.
Connie, I wish we had, you know, all evening to talk and delve into these principles, but unfortunately we don't. We are pretty much out of time now. Before we go, is there anything that you're doing that people can participate in the near future?
Yeah, speaking of learning curves, I am upgrading, partially at your encouragement, my website. And I do a lot of dreaming work on my website, as well as this invisible garment work. So people who consider yourselves to be dreamers, please check that out. Another thing I will offer is if people want to, there is an invisible garment workbook. It's a very specific, specialized to you bunch of information. And a lot of people have been asking me recently if we could form some classes or form some, you know, some workbook groups. So especially if there are people in the Los Angeles area who are interested in studying together, I'm totally open to creating classes and also creating classes. I've done it on Skype before, too. So if this work really resonates with your listeners, contact me, and we can put some classes together and go more deeply into it.
Thank you. Connie Kaplan. Thank you so much for saying yes to those angels, and thanks for being with us today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Bye-bye, Connie. That brings us to the end of this week's show, unfortunately. If you wish to learn more about Connie's work, go to turtledreamers.com and The Invisible Garment. You will find how to reach that particular page at turtledreamers.com. If you wish to learn more about the services I offer in applying the science of resonance for personal and business success, or would like some coaching on how to put the alchemy back into your life, your relationships and your dreams, visit my website at sedgbeer.com, where you can also sign up for my News from the Edge newsletter. The theme tune for this show is from an original song called Searching by Grammy Award-winning producer, composer and musician Barry Goldstein. I'll be back at the same time next week. In the meantime, you can find more great shows in our archives at vividlife.me. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Conversation at the Cutting Edge, where scientists, researchers, authors, and teachers working at the leading edge meet. For conversations that aim to shift your perceptions about who you are, why you're here, and what you can achieve when you open your mind, expand your awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. Join us next week, same time, with your host, Sandy Sedgbeer, for another conversation at the Cutting Edge. You cannot separate who you are and what you do from how you interact with the world. Marketing was never meant to be slick and soulless. If you're looking to build your personal or business profile and platform and connect with the audience that resonates with you and your message, visit www.sandysedgbeer.com and discover what 30-plus years of applying the science of resonance in international publishing, marketing, and conscious business development can do.
Vivid Life Radio connects you with the most current, optimistic, and inspiring information on the planet. Get ready to open your mind, heal your heart, and start living your ultimate life. Go to vividlife.me. That's vividlife.me for more details on our upcoming broadcast with the world's brightest minds sharing wisdom to uplift your spirit.